As always, the head coach of the New York Giants joins us. Steve Spagnuolo settles in. And, Coach, you know, obviously you got a Philadelphia team coming in that's clicking on all cylinders. Yeah. Talk about the challenge of trying to deal with all the weapons that they bring to the table.
Yeah, they've got them everywhere, certainly on the perimeter. What makes them even more challenging is the fact that they got tight ends in the interior that are going to be an issue. Three backs by committee that are all pretty good. We got to be constantly aware of which back is in there to have an idea of what they may or may not do. And I think the offensive line is playing with some real good continuity. I think they shored some things up. I know they lost Peters back a while ago, but they don't skip a beat. I know they got the issue with quarterback, but we're going to defend the scheme that they've been putting out on the field, which is highly productive.
How important is it, though, that just the attention to detail, more so than the effort, you need that, but just attention to every single thing that this defense calls for?
Yeah, and we've limited things because of that. I think that's we thought that was a smart thing to do. And yeah, you're talking about guys that haven't gotten the foundation of reps that certainly Landon mm-hmm. would have, and it's working with, especially at the safety position, and safety's working with a Mike linebacker and have it all piecing together. We got to practice like heck out of it and limit it as much as we can and yet have enough in the arsenal, you know, to beat a team that we know is an explosive offense.
What about the fight from last week? I mean, here's Dallas. They got everything to play for. Yeah. And with under 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, your team has fought and you're right there. Now, they made plays.
Yeah.
But how proud are you of them for what they were able to do? And do you expect that fight to carry over?
I'll tell you what, Bob. I've been extremely proud, not just players, but coaches, the whole building, and the way we've reacted. You know, we're swinging in a dogfight, NFC mm-hmm. East against Dallas, you know, 7+ minutes into the fourth quarter. And I'm not going to say we were feeling pretty good, but it felt good mm-hmm. to be in the middle of it. And it, unfortunately, and again, I take a lot of pride in the defensive performance of the guys on this football team. You know, they pop one and it's 17-10, you know, and now we're playing from behind, and then they pop another one and it makes it really hard. So, but prior to that, certainly extremely proud of the way the guys played. They've practiced the same way. We have guys that are all banged up that are still out there practicing. That says volumes about the guys we have in the locker room.
Coach, I want to go back to the Eagles and their defense versus your offensive line. They got guys yeah. on the interior. They got guys on the exterior. You understand the scheme. Have you had to cut back on some of the things you want to do offensively? To make sure that priority number one, that yeah. you get those guys, they're very disruptive.
Yeah, we got to be smart about exactly that, the way they get off the ball, how disruptive they are. And they've got a bunch of them, so it's hard to wear them down. Mm. I mean, defensively, it begins and ends all with the guys up front. It makes everybody else behind them better. And they've been doing the same thing for a couple of years now, and they got some pieces together. I know they had an injury at linebacker going back a while ago, but we've got to be conscious of that. I know Mike Sullivan has talked to his staff about that a lot during the week. You know, hopefully we've got some plays in there that can take advantage of that. Mm. We'll see.
Coach, best of luck on Sunday. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, Bob. Kyle, appreciate
it. Thanks, Coach.